This chazar is a chenesh of Ches Shagam from Yehuda Maseches Yuma Daf Mem Beis. Rabbi Yitzchak said, "I have heard regarding the shechita of the paraduma and the shechita of the ox and the kohen gadol on Yom Kippur. I have heard that one of them is kosher if done by a zar and one is not. But I don't remember which one is kosher if done by a zar." Moshe says, "Actually, machloek between Rav and Shmuel. One says the shechita of the paraduma is valid if done by a zar, but the shechita of the kohen gadol's ox would be possible if done by a zar. And one says that the shechita of the ox of the kohen gadol is valid if done by a zar, but the shechita of the paraduma would be possible if it was done by a zar." Mar says we can bring a proof that Rav is the one who says that the shechita of the paraduma is possible if done by a zar. Because Rav Zeir said that the shechita of the paraduma will be possible if done by a zar, and Rav explained this is because the pasuk says chuka and the lazar. It must be that Rav holds this way as well. In fact, Mar by the kohen's ox, it also says Aaron and chuka. So why would Rav say that the shechita, that shechita may be done by a zar? Mar says that pasuk is said regarding the actual avoidus, and the shechita is not an avoida, and therefore he would not learn out that it can't be done by a zar. In fact, if so, Rav should similarly say that a lazar and chukah of the paraduma should also only apply to the avoidas, and therefore should not disallow shchita of the paraduma by a zar. Mar says the paraduma is only kodesh bedek habayis. Therefore, its processes are not classified as avoidas, and the limitation of the pasuk is not limited to avoidas. In fact, if the shchita of an actual carbon is allowed to be done by a zar, then surely the shchita of a paraduma, which we said is only kodesh bedek habayis, should definitely be kosher if done by a zar. Rav Shishi Breid Ravidi said, we find things that are not avoidus that still require a kohen that can't be done by a zar, such as the determination of the goyim. It must be done by a kohen. Frek the Gemara, according to Shmuel, why does he disallow a zar for the ox based on the pasuk of Aaron and Chukah, but does not disallow the zar for the paraduma based on the pasuk of Lazar and Chukah? Where it says, the pasuk by paraduma says, v'shachat oisa lefonav, which teaches that anyone can shecht as long as a lazar is there to look on. Rav would say this pasuk teaches that a lazar may not be mesiach das from the shechita. Shmuel would learn this halacha from the pasuk of v'sarif asapara le'enav. Rav says one pasuk is needed to teach this halacha for the shechita, even though the burning is when the paraduma becomes valid, but still, even though the shechita can't be mesiach das, and in another pasuk is needed for the burning that he can't be mesiach das then, even though the shechita is the starting point of the process, still, even later on, he can't be mesiach das either. Fact, Gemara. For what part of the process is Masiach Das not a problem? Mar says it's for the throwing of the wood, the grass, and the red string, because they're not part of the actual Paraduma. Zachting Mar, regarding the Shechita of the Paraduma by Azor, Rabbi Ami said it's kosher, and Rabbi Yitzchak Nachla said it's possible. Some said that Ula said it's kosher, and others said that he said it's possible. Rabbi Shua Ba'aba brings a proof to Rav from a Braisa. The Braisa says that among other parts of the process, the shechita of the paraduma must be done by day. We learn this out from the fact that it may not be done by an isha, by a woman. We compare it to the sprinkling of the paraduma that may not be done by a woman and also must be done by day. Abaye explains the proof that we learn that a woman may not do the shechita from the fact that the pasuk says a lazar. Based on that, it will follow that the shechita may also not be done by a zar, because it has to be done by a lazar, by a kohen. It can't be done by a zar. Ula said the psukim of the parasha of paraduma can be darshan with varying implications. And the Gemara now goes through a long arichas of darshaning the psukim, of which we'll do the first two now. The pasuk says, Nasatam oisa el alazar akoyen. So it says, oisa, it. The first paraduma must be done by a lazar, but the future paradumas need not be done by a lazar. Some say it still must be done by a kayan gadol of the time, while others say, no, it could even be done by a regular kayan in the future. Fiak Gemara, what is the source, according to the view that it must be done by the kohen gadol? Mar says it's learned from Gzeirah Shavah on the word chukah from Yom Kippur. Pasuk says v'haitzi oisa. This teaches that the paraduma itself must be brought out, and no other animal may be brought out along with it.